Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Union Home Minister Amit Shah reviews security situation in Pahalgam following the terror attack that killed 26 people. Political leaders across party lines condemn the Pahalgam terror attack. Complete Bandh being observed today across Jammu and Kashmir to protest the Pahalgam killings. Condolences pour in from world leaders as the country mourns Pahalgam terror attack. IMF cuts global growth in the wake of Trump's steep tariffs and policy uncertainty. And in ISSF World Cup, India finished their campaign with 7 medals, including 2 gold, 4 silver and 1 bronze in Peru. Home Minister Amit Shah, after reaching Pahalgam, took a first-hand account of the situation at the attack site in Baisaran forest area of Jammu and Kashmir. He inquired about the health condition of the injured people at Government Medical College, Anantnag Hospital. As per credible official sources, 26 tourists, including 2 locals, were killed in yesterday's Pahalgam attack. Most of the shops, main markets and local industrial and manufacturing units are closed. Public transport is off the roads. We now go live to our correspondent, Tariq Rathir, for more. Tariq, could you give us the latest that you have from Pahalgam?
Yes, Valsa. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, after reaching Pahalgam, took first-hand account of the situation at the attack site. He inquired about the health condition of injured people at Government Medical College, Anantnag Hospital. As per credible official sources, 26 tourists, including 2 locals, were killed in yesterday's Pahalgam attack. To add to it, police and intelligence agencies have released sketches of 3 attackers. That is the latest from police and intelligence agencies. I would like to add, Kashmir Valley is observing day-long complete shutdown against the tourist killings in Pahalgam. Most of the shops, main markets and local industrial and manufacturing units are closed. The public transport is off the roads and the streets wear deserted look. Also, all private educational institutions have suspended their classwork today. Meanwhile, a team of National Investigation Agency, NIA, has already reached attack site to undertake investigation. Earlier in the morning, Union Home Minister Amit Shah laid floral wreaths over the bodies of the deceased at police control room in Srinagar. While as the administration is working hard that the bodies of the deceased are being airlifted in special flights from Srinagar to their native places outside J&K, Valsa.
Thank you, Tariq. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has also reviewed the current security situation in the Kashmir Valley with the top officials of the 3 services, defence sources said. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi, Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh Tripathi, Air Force Chief Air Chief Marshal AP Singh and other senior officials briefed Mr. Singh on the current security situation in the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack. In Jammu and Kashmir, a complete Bandh is being observed today, with people from all walks of life joining in to protest the killings at the Pahalgam tourist resort. Our Jammu correspondent reports that protests have erupted across the Union Territory as citizens demand justice. In Jammu, various social, political and trade organizations have taken to the streets, prompting the deployment of additional police and paramilitary forces in sensitive areas to maintain peace and order. Markets, shops and transport services remain shut as residents express solidarity with the victims and call for decisive action against terrorism. Kashmir Valley is also observing day-long complete shutdown against the tourist killings in Pahalgam. Most of the shops, markets and local industrial and manufacturing units are closed. The private and public transport is off the roads. All trade, industrial bodies and institutions besides civil society organizations have condemned the terror attack on tourists in Pahalgam yesterday. In Ladakh, Leh civil societies, district civil societies observed peaceful Bandh for half day today, from morning to afternoon, to express solidarity with the victims of yesterday's brutal terrorist attack in Pahalgam Valley in Kashmir. All the business establishments have closed their shutters and strongly condemned the terrorist attack. Union Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat has said the centre will do its best to minimise the dent on tourism in the Kashmir Valley following the Pahalgam terror attack. The minister said he is in touch with J&K Chief Secretary and Tourism Departments. He said India has zero tolerance approach towards terrorism.
जब पूरा देश कल पहलगाम की आतंकवादी घटना में मारे गए ऐसे निर्दोष लोगों के चले जाने से दुखी है, व्यथित है, क्षुब्ध है, ऐसे कायरतापूर्ण हमले से चलते हुए निश्चित रूप से हम सबकी भावनाएं तो आहत हुई हैं, लेकिन कुछ लोगों ने अपने कुत्सित इरादों से कश्मीर में अलगाववाद और आतंकवाद के राग को फिर छेड़ने की कोशिश की है। लेकिन माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी, माननीय गृहमंत्री जी दोनों ने जिस तरह से कल वक्तव्य दिया है और प्रधानमंत्री जी अपना दौरा छोड़ करके बीच में लौटे हैं, गृहमंत्री जी अपना सब कार्यक्रम स्थगित करके सीधे श्रीनगर पहुंचे, उनका वक्तव्य और उन्होंने जिस तरह से इसको रिएक्ट रिस्पॉन्ड किया है, ये भारत के और माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी के आतंकवाद के प्रति जीरो टॉलरेंस नीति का स्पष्ट परिचय देता है।
The Jammu and Kashmir government has announced an excretion of 10 lakh rupees each for the families of those who lost their lives in the Pahalgam terror attack. Chief Minister Omar Abdullah stated that seriously injured persons will receive 2 lakh rupees each, while those with minor injuries will be given 1 lakh rupees. The Chief Minister also mentioned that all necessary arrangements have been made to transport the victims to their native places. Leaders across party lines have strongly condemned the terror attack in Pahalgam in Jammu and Kashmir. Union Minister and BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda has said the brutal targeting of innocent civilians in this cowardly attack is highly reprehensible. In a social media post, he said the Narendra Modi government follows a zero-tolerance policy against terrorism and those involved in this heinous act will not be spared. He said the Prime Minister is personally monitoring the situation. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said this dastardly attack on innocent civilians is an act of cowardice and highly reprehensible. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav also condemned the cowardly terrorist attack and expressed his condolences to the families of the victims. Minister said, and LJPR Chief Chirag Paswan said the cowardly attack by terrorists in Pahalgam targeting innocent tourists is extremely condemnable and painful.
सबसे पहले तो इस घटने की इतनी निंदा की जाए उतना कम है। मुझे लगता है ये एक ऐसी कायराना हरकत है जिसमें आतंकवादियों ने देश में एक दहशत का माहौल पैदा करने की एक नाकामयाब कोशिश की है। सबसे पहले तो मैं अपनी तरफ से, अपनी सरकार की तरफ से ये विश्वास दिलाता हूं कि जो भी दोषी हैं इसमें किसी को नहीं बख्शा जाएगा, कड़ी से कड़ी कार्रवाई की जाएगी। पर हां, आज इस दुख की घड़ी में मैं उन परिवार वालों के साथ भी हूं जिन्होंने अपनों को खोया, जो घायल हुए हैं उनकी भी जल्द स्वस्थ होने की कामना करता हूं। पर मैं अपनी सरकार की तरफ से, प्रधानमंत्री जी की तरफ से ये विश्वास दिलाता हूं कि करारा जवाब इस कायराना हरकत को जरूर दिया जाएगा।
Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge said the entire nation is united in fighting the scourge of cross-border terrorism. In a social media post, he added that these dastardly targeted attacks are a blot on humanity. Leader of opposition Rahul Gandhi said the news of the death of tourists and injuries to many in the cowardly terrorist attack in Pahalgam is extremely condemnable and heartbreaking. Mr. Gandhi said the whole country is united against terrorism. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee and Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav have also condemned the incident. Tamil Nadu Chief Minister and DMK leader M.K. Stalin said the terrorist attack that targeted innocent tourists and claimed multiple precious lives is a barbaric act that shocks the conscience. More condolences have poured in from world leaders as the country mourns the Pahalgam terror attack. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer called the terrorist attack in Kashmir utterly devastating and said his thoughts are with those affected by the attack and the people of India. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz condemned the terrorist attack on tourists in Pahalgam. He offered condolences to the people of India and wished speedy recovery for all the people injured in the attack. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen expressed Europe's support for India. She expressed confidence that the spirit of India is unbreakable and will stand strong in this ordeal. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. You're listening to the Midday News. Agricultural and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said that one nation, one election is the need of the hour as the recurring elections for both the Lok Sabha and Vidhan Sabha are obstructing the nation's development. Speaking at Students' Conclave for One Nation, One Election in New Delhi, the minister emphasized recurring elections hinder progress, causing all development initiatives to halt. Mr. Chauhan also mentioned that the implementation of the Code of Conduct further impedes government operations. Speaking on the occasion, Union Minister Mansukh Mandaviya highlighted the significance of the One Nation, One Election initiative for the progress of the nation, asserting that this program will be historically significant and will be remembered by future generations. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has cut its growth projections across the board in response to the trade war sparked by US President Donald Trump's steep tariffs on virtually all trading partners. In its latest World Economic Outlook, the IMF warned that the US is confronting an increased risk of recession as it downgraded its outlook for all G7 nations along with other major economies, including China, India, Brazil and South Africa. India finished their campaign of Peru leg of International Shooting Sport Federation World Cup in the third place in the overall standings with a total of 7 medals, including 2 gold, 4 silver and 1 bronze. Simranpreet Kaur Brar won the silver medal in the women's 25-meter pistol event to end the country's campaign on a high. This was her first medal at the mega event as well. While the USA also ended with 7 medals, they edged ahead of India to take second place, courtesy a higher gold medal count. China finished on top of the standings with 4 golds, 3 silvers and 6 bronze medals. This was the second shooting World Cup this season. India had won 8 medals, 4 gold, 2 silver, 2 bronze at Buenos Aires earlier this month and finished second. In IPL T20 cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will clash with Mumbai Indians at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium, Hyderabad at 7:30 p.m. today. Last night, Delhi Capitals defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 8 wickets at Ekana Stadium in Lucknow to register the 6th win in 8 matches. 2 more wins in the next 6 games will take Delhi Capitals to 16 points, considered a magic figure for playoff qualification. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading around 0.4% up in afternoon trade today following rally in the IT sector amid positive global cues and foreign fund inflows. The 30-share BSE Sensex rose 298 points to 79,894 and the NSE Nifty 50 added 90 points to 24,257 when reports last came in. The broader market at the Bombay Stock Exchange was also trading in the positive territory. The mid-cap index added over 0.5% and the small-cap index was flat a short while ago. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heat wave conditions in isolated pockets over East Madhya Pradesh, West Uttar Pradesh, East Uttar Pradesh, Bihar and Odisha during the next 4 days. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Union Home Minister Amit Shah reviews security situation in Pahalgam following the terror attack that killed 26 people. Political leaders across party lines condemn the Pahalgam terror attack. Complete Bandh being observed today across Jammu and Kashmir to protest the Pahalgam killings. Condolences pour in from world leaders as the country mourns Pahalgam terror attack. IMF cuts global growth in the wake of Trump's steep tariffs and policy uncertainty. And in ISSF World Cup, India finished their campaign with 7 medals, including 2 gold, 4 silver and 1 bronze in Peru. And with that, we end the Midday News.